Visiting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale. Of course, the WASDE report, the latest numbers just came out. Give us a rundown of what we're looking at.
You know, normally this November supply-demand report from USDA is kind of a sleeper in terms of this this month's number, though this was a big change here for the trade expectations. So often we see minimal changes on production for this report. In this case, USDA's 215 million bushel decline from the October estimate. That was, in fact, the second largest decline they've noted on these November reports in history. So big decline there. Also, the second shocker and probably a bigger issue on the market impact was a 325 million bushel revision higher for USDA's export estimate. So a lot of us expected USDA to take a very slow stair-step approach on these corn export numbers, waiting for the sales to come in, then they'd raise estimates. In this case, USDA was pretty aggressive. So bottom line is we went to ending stocks from under 2.2 billion bushel on the corn side, now 1.7. This is the lowest ending stock and stock to use number in 7 years for corn. So definitely a dramatic change for the balance sheet. Discussion on the soybean side of things here. Well, we did see some changes there too. In this case, USDA lowered production by 98 million bushels. This was a record decline for this November report, so a big drop there. And the biggest issue for a lot of us on the demand side of things here, they didn't touch anything regarding domestic crush or exports. Many of us would argue both those need to be raised in future reports. So bottom line for the soybean discussion, now 190 million bushels. Lowest ending stock in 7 years, and get this statistic, lowest stocks to use for soybeans on the U.S. side, second lowest since 1965. So in terms of market impact, certainly the corn and soybean sides, we turned some heads here today.
Well, I know for the corn prices, a lot of livestock producers have been concerned about those corn prices. So what will this mean looking ahead?
And that's definitely a big concern here for us. And a little surprising to see today's cattle market, both on the fat as well as feeder end. We didn't see that much of a big reaction, even though this report would imply still higher feed prices in the weeks ahead. So I would certainly expect higher prices on feed end to be noted. But certainly for us, after we've been beat up so hard on this feeder cattle price side in these past few weeks, I don't think we're going to have a big break in the next few weeks, though.
Well, I know that yields are important because USDA usually doesn't change in December. What do you think that's going to do?
Yeah, so it definitely for December report, we won't see any revisions from on that one. Next one will, of course, be the very big January report, the annual production summary. So our questions for December report for next month, well, in our viewpoint, USDA didn't touch soybean ending stocks. They certainly should have. So we'd likely have another increase in exports for the soybean side ahead of us on the December report, lower stocks. Probably for the corn end, we'd probably say numbers about unchanged with this report here.
Well, export demand projections, how is USDA going to handle that piece?
And so really interesting, they've kind of got two separate plans going on right now. On the corn side, they were very aggressive today, and they recognized not just where we are currently, but they also implied some type of Chinese buying, additional Chinese buying to continue. So that's where we're sitting right now with USDA's current record estimate on corn export sales, 2.650. Soybean side of things here, this is really interesting. They didn't touch soybean export sales on this estimate, on today's estimate. So we can argue as much as 50, if not 100, if not a little more increases for next month's report. So definitely will tighten up the balance sheets.
Well, I know that China import numbers have been a little bit better. Have they taken any steps forward?
You know, it's certainly in the past few weeks they have been. But the biggest issue really is they are buying a little bit more than last year, but it's not a large amount. What has changed is the share of their buying, which goes to the U.S. For our estimate, depending on sales to China as well as unknown, we estimate about 33 to 34 million tons are currently booked by China. We expect 35 at a minimum, maybe 40 if they continue to buy for a trade deal discussion, which certainly is a valid question about these next few weeks.
Well, you've been doing this a while. So of course, you know, with new administrations possibly being in place, how do these types of elections and political rallies and all of these kind of things really affect these numbers? Or do they?
You know, they can. In most cases, they don't. In most cases, we get a little too hyped up about whoever's in the office and whatnot. So for most of this discussion, these numbers are kind of locked in and we're left to our own supply demand arguments. For this year's discussion, though, we have some questions about what type of energy policy the new administration will look to have. Impact for us, certainly corn for ethanol, impact for overall ethanol and, or I should say, energy usage, gasoline usage in the next 3 to 4 years. I think in this specific case, we can probably argue on the corn balance sheet, there's as much as 200 to 500 million bushels in play. Maybe for the soybean balance sheet, with questions on what happened with trade discussions, we might have as anywhere as much as a 40 to 200 million bushel sway in these numbers.
Well, Rich, always a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Happy to help. Thank you.